the time you're in is a bit like the ocean. And the ocean has certain rhythms and moods and movements. And in this particular time, you want to be in touch with the part of you that actually longs to grow. Now, here is the thing in the human condition. There will always be a part of you that wants to grow, and there will always be another part of you that does not wish to interfere with the status quo in terms of growth. And this is the time that we are in now. So we want to be very kind to ourselves. And remember, to grow and change does not mean that you no longer use your judgment or think about what is happening. But this is a time when the energy of the world is saying, your world is wanting to change now. So within yourself, put down the things that prevent you from changing. That is how you change the world. You change yourself. And how you change yourself in the finest, highest way is to let go of the things that limit you. Now we want to take a moment and speak about limitation, because limitation is something that, in order to be understood correctly, needs to be cleaned up. Nothing outside of you should ever be talking to you about your limitation. If you get caught in that particular problem, then you are going to have a difficult time healing in a spiritual way. In other words, if a standard outside of you says you would be less limited if you were, and that blank, as you well know, is practically endless. If you were taller, richer, harder working, smarter, better connected, be aware that you cannot go down any of those trails if you want to understand your own limitation on a spiritual path. Because those are not only patriarchal, but they are external. Now, in this teaching, it is not to say that you do not know about those things. But if you let those things lead your healing, you will not heal. If you make a decision on any level to feel better about yourself when you are smarter, you will not only not be smarter, but you will never feel better about yourself. That is an external demand. If there is something that you are curious about, that you are drawn to, that you love, and you want to learn about it, then you will become smarter and you will heal. The whole thing to watch here is where your impetus is coming from. So when we look at a limitation from the spiritual point of view, what you want to check for is it time to be more kind to yourself? Because kindness is like the fuel of the spirit. And if you are feeling yourself not moving in the way that you want to, or caught in a spiral of judgment or shame or whatever it might be, then your limitation is not that spiral. Your limitation is that there is not enough love. So when you begin to look at it that way, it does two very wonderful things for you. It presents the truth to you, and it takes away your helplessness. Because everyone can say a kind thing to themselves about themselves. Even if it feels awkward, you are able to do that. And that is how you increase the kindness. And it is the kindness that increases the healing and that empowers you. And so to look at some other limitations that you may have spiritually, you may look, it is akin, most of them are akin to kindness, but when you look at your list of things to do in the day, and the thing that is best for you is not even on the list, that is a limitation. That is a spiritual limitation. If you need time for breathing, for centering, for meditating, for stretching, for wandering about and letting your energy catch up with you, and you are not responding to any of that, and you are making all of these other things more important, you are not going to heal. And you are not going to become stronger. You are going to remain without power and not feeling good about your life. So when we speak about changing a limitation, we are speaking about a spiritual limitation. Be very careful about the voice outside of you, even if it is inside of you, that says, if only you were this, then you would be healing and you would be better. And if you were more disciplined about your meditation, then you would be. You see, even that is a voice outside of who you are. And so the voice we want to hear is the voice of your heart, the heart that contains the pattern for your life, your wisdom, the things that make you grow and change in the best and highest possible way. So if you move out of your thoughts, all of these external judgmental things that are talking to you about limitations, and remind yourself that those are not the limitations you need to be dealing with, you move back into your heart, and your heart will speak to you about the limitation you need to course correct for. So, we will take a few moments and speak about this together. In this teaching, as in all the teachings of light, may you be blessed.